Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of Two Girls, One Doc.
One Doc.
It's your girl, BD.
It's Forens the Foodie. I am so fucking happy for this episode.
Do you know what? I was thinking about it today, and I was just like, I cannot wait. I've been watching YouTube videos on it all day. I was even just watching... Okay, sorry, guys. Let's give you some context, because the last
episode... Wait, the context is... Okay, because I was going to sing it, so...
No, the context is the last episode, I said we were going to do a credit about the psychopath life coach or whatever.
Oh, yeah, forget that.
Forget
about it.
As mentioned last episode, Forens watched Saltburn, which led me to watch Saltburn, which led to this credits episode about Saltburn. Because today we're talking about Saltburn.
It's murder on the dance floor. Literally,
You've been a little good. It was actually the perfect. When that scene, I was like, nah, Sophie Ellis and her Beckstar, fam.
Oh my God. That scene was.
I said, come on. Let's fucking have it.
All the kisses.
Let's fucking have it.
All the fucking kisses.
Sophie Ellis Bextor, fam, thank you God for her life, for that alone.
Thank you, because for that alone, that was epic. Absolutely epic.
Brilliant. Loved it.
This was my favourite movie of the year, of last year, because...
Oh yeah, and it was right at the end, yeah.
Honestly, for me, it was better than Barbie. I didn't watch Oppenheimer, so I don't know, but...
Yeah, it was 100% better than Barbie. It was a great... Saltburn is a great movie. Like, and it has rewatch value. Like, that's the kind of movie that you watch over and over again and you notice something new.
I've watched it three times. Between Christmas and New Year, I watched it three times.
It's crazy. It's really good though. Like, I
felt like
it.
A South London nigga holding a gun to people's head to watch Paid in Full. Everybody, I was like, watch Saltburn. Watch Saltburn. I tried to get my parents to watch it, but my dad was just waffling. So I was like, oh.
Yeah, no, it was... But this is what... It's like with Parasite. Like, when I tell people to watch Parasite, I'm just like, listen, I'm telling you to watch it because it's for your own good. Like, you will enjoy this movie. I can't come and beg you. Like, what's good is good. Do you know what I mean?
What's good is good. But no,
Saltburn is a great... It's a great movie. It's and that's what we're going to talk about today.
That's what we're talking about today. Do you know what it is with this movie? It rewoke? Is that the word? It reawakened. That's what I'm looking
okay,
for.
Okay, well done.
It reawakened the English lit. How funny of me. That dormant
not lying.
Part of, literally, that dormant part of me, it was like, hello, I'm here. From the very first, like from the first watch, I was like, this is symbolism galore. Like, I was horny. I was like, there are like, it's symbolism.
You were the only
it's
one
foreshadowing.
In this film.
It's, no, girl. But to say, I do say this to say, listen, I'm not a deviant, but I would pay good money to see Ollie and what was his name again?
Felix.
I would like to see it.
It was that whole thing as well. It was kind of like edging, kind
I
of.
I was going to like say a, that is when I was thinking of what I was going to say. I was like, this whole movie was edging. Like, can you guys fuck already?
And like,
I think
and
that's
like
why
an,
I want to see
also
it.
Like a, but also like a misdirect, like, okay, let's, what we'll do first is we'll do a summary. If you haven't seen the movie, like, I would strongly advise you watch the movie before listening
to
this.
You listen
if you
to
don't
this,
care for spoilers and you want to watch whatever, do whatever you want to do, but I do recommend that you watch the movie.
100%. So this movie, basically the premise is two guys are in Oxford, and of course there are other people in Oxford, but it's kind of like
As in like Oxford University.
So there's this guy Felix, and he is like an aristocrat, like he's of an aristocratic family, and he's in Oxford with his Oxford University with his cousin Farley, and they are like the haves. But then it's weird because Farley's not a have. He's a have not, but he's have adjacent because he's cousins.
Yeah, he's Felix, have adjacent.
But he's the poor cousin, and he's mixed race. It doesn't really play a massive part in this movie, but he's mixed race, just putting it out there. And
there's
then,
something about him being mixed race that I will speak about later.
Okay. And then Ollie is a have not who encounters Felix perchance and befriends him. And through a series of various events, ends up spending summer at Felix's manor, basically called Saltburn.
Basically.
And one of the main events really was that Ollie's dad died and Felix felt sorry for him. and invites him
around. When we say that Ollie is a have not, like, his parents are drug addicts. Like, yeah. They're really down. He only got to Scotland, you know. He only got to Oxford because of a scholarship.
So yeah.
It's very evident that, like, he is not like one of these is not like the others, you know?
Yeah, there's a major difference. And everybody thinks Ollie is weird. So all of Felix's friends think
Ollie's
weird.
Yeah, that's what just classism, because he's poor.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, he hasn't actually done anything weird.
He's just not rich. He's just not rich, yeah. And so Ollie goes to Saltburn, and we see Ollie, I wouldn't say change. What I see is, I think we see Ollie reveal himself.
Yeah, that's the word, reveal himself.
He is able to give every family member what they're looking for and manipulate the situation.
He's able to be who he's needed to be, or who he needs to
be
for
everyone
at any given time. Yeah.
He's a comedian. And this is all fine and dandy until it's his birthday. And Felix organises a surprise trip from Saltburn to Prescott, where Ollie's from. Presswich? I thought it was Prescott.
Presswich, yeah. No, you're thinking of some politician.
Oh, I thought that's where he lived. I'm 100% sure it's Prescott.
I thought it was Presswich. Is there Presswich on the sign? Anyway, press somewhere.
Press somewhere to go and see Ollie's parents. And Ollie's like, I really don't want to fucking go. Felix is like, come on, mate, you've got to go. Your mum sounds fine. Then they go.
Yeah, exactly. It makes it seem like, because he was saying the mum kept calling, like, she's cleaned up her act. So
yeah.
So Felix is like, listen, just give her a chance. Like, she sounds like she's doing a lot better. Like, if the issue was that she was a drug dealer and you had to make her sick because she would have killed herself or whatever, then that's not an issue anymore. Like, she's doing better. Like, let's give her a chance. So that's why he was so insistent
on them going. And they get there, and it's this nice upper middle class house. And lo and behold, the mum is not a fucking crackhead, and the dad is still alive.
At least not now.
And it turns out Ollie has lied about everything, including everything. The fact that he's
even said he had
child.
No siblings.
Yeah. All a lie. They go back to the house where this big party's planned. Felix is like, you're a fucking weirdo. Let's just get through this party, and then you need to, like, dip.
Get out.
And they have a confrontation at this party where Felix basically says, like, you make me feel sick, like, you're a liar, and I'm done with you. And then Ollie walks away, and then the next morning they wake up, everyone's looking for Felix, and he's found dead.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And then there's, like, this scene. Okay, before we even get here, Ollie has, I mean, obviously, if you've watched this, you know, he's drank the bath water, he has done period blood play, like, all that's happened. And so they bury Felix, and Ollie literally fucks his grave, like, full on takes off his clothes, puts his dick in freshly.
And it's raining as well.
Yeah.
Just for context.
So it's soft, wet and warm.
Yep. That's why we have to do context.
Freshly, like, dug grave, and he fucks the grave. And then after this, there's this confrontation between Venetia, who is Felix's sister, and Ollie. After this,
and also Venetia is the person who, because if we go back, right, okay, maybe we finish the summary and then we go back.
Yeah, so okay. Venetia is then found dead the next day. She's like, died by suicide. She cut her own wrists.
Yeah, and her and Felix were really close, so it's kind of like
really close.
Okay,
so everyone's
really
kind of like, okay,
it
makes sense. And then we then fast forward. Oh, and then Farley's kicked off again. So he's been kicked off before, but he's now kicked off the island.
He's kicked out this time because it seems as though, and they never really like get into it, but it's not important, that Felix died from a drug overdose.
Yeah.
And then Ollie's kind of like, but I saw you guys taking lines. So then the dad's kind of like, rah, you are the reason essentially that Felix died. He gets, he's out now.
He's out for good. Like, he said, I'm done with you. And then we fast forward to the future, because all of this is happening, but Ollie is telling the story of that summer to somebody. I originally thought that he was in a police interview. That was my first thought on in the movie. So we fast forward to the future. And
bearing in mind, this first took place in 2006. So when they're in Oxford and all that stuff, it's 2006.
Mm-hmm. So now we're present day. And James, who was the dad, so Mr. Saltburn, he is dead. And then Ollie runs into the mum, Elspeth. at a coffee mm-hmm. shop, and they have had this weird interaction before where it's kind of like,
yep, again,
do strange. They want to fuck? Are they
well,
fucking?
They weren't they? Yeah. Yeah.
And so Elspeth ends that interaction by saying, you should come back to down to Saltburn. It's the same as when you left. And obviously we don't have to sneak around, because James had thrown Ollie out before and paid him off to leave. He felt that he was too close to the family. Everybody had died and gone off, and he was just still wondering, like, the, like, can you imagine inviting weird. A friend for, anyways, we'll get into it. And so we now understand who Ollie's talking to, because he's speaking to Elspeth, who is in a coma, and we see him murder Elspeth by taking off her, like, tube and everything.
Breathing tube.
Yeah. And before that, we see flashbacks of her signing over Saltburn to him, and that is where the movie ends, and we get that fantastic scene of him dancing through the whole place, doing some cocaine, which I just loved that bit. And he owns Saltburn. Oh, and there's this weird butler as well, who I think can see Ollie for what he is, but...
Yeah, so this the plot sounds very like, oh, this happened and that happened, this happened, that. Ultimately, yeah, this is a story about clout chasing, okay? Mm-hmm. To the nth degree. I feel like...
I don't think I have such a completely different theory. No, I have such a completely different theory.
I think that Oliver wanted to be... them, like, he wanted what they had, right? Like, because Oliver wasn't poor, like, he was actually middle class, and he was like kind of well off. Like, most people are not as well off as he was.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of like wanting to be more than where you are. And even the fact that he was like, oh, he's poor and he's this and this, it's like sometimes, like, people who have money but don't have as much money as, like, other people,
yeah,
they cannot, they see themselves in their mind, they are the poor person whose parents are, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's so wayward to me that I'm just like, you didn't have to do any all of this.
Yeah,
and no. You were so calculated in your pursuit of their life. Like, you wanted it so bad. Mm-hmm. Like, you really, really thought it through. And then what we didn't mention was that, like, at the end, it kind of flashes back to all the things that he did, all the things he put in motion in order to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Like, for example, when he first, like, was cool with Felix, he wasn't cool with Felix. He was a nerd with some random maths guy, yeah? But then Felix, he comes upon Felix, who's got a flat tire on his bike, and offers to give him his bike instead. Turns out he's the one who flattened the Felix's tire.
Bike,
so
yeah.
That all of that... Do you see what I mean? So it's like all these things, it's like you wanted it so bad. Like, you wanted to be him so bad. Like, it's just... I mean, you kind of have to respect the hustle, yeah, and the dedication. Because 15 years later, you came back and you said, I'm finishing the job.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he wanted it. Like, he wanted their riches. He wanted their wealth. He wanted to be who they were. And it's like he admired them and loved them so much, but he hated them for what they had.
So my thing is, I don't think it was the... I think what you said originally about him wanting to have what they have, like clout chasing. I think so... That scene where Ollie and Venetia are talking, she tells us what he is. Like, basically, she calls him a moth because people have been calling him different things.
Oh, yeah. When they say that he's a spider, and then she's like, nah, he's a moth. Yeah.
There are two people in this movie that see Ollie for what he is. Venetia was one of them. And then so was the butler. But the butler never really speaks. But there are loads of interactions where you can tell that he sees this guy as something.
And he has a certain disdain from him, even from the beginning.
Exactly. Even
when he opens the door.
When they were looking for Felix, there was this scene where Ollie came out and then they saw each other and they're both staring at each other. And it's like the butler knew that Ollie did something.
Do you think that Farley... At first I was like, oh, I think Farley sees him for who he is. But then I was like, no, I don't think so. I think Farley just fucking hates him and doesn't rate him because he's poor. Loki probably reminds him of himself.
I think Farley doesn't rate him because he's poor. And Farley also saw him as a threat in terms of this guy's going to steal...
Exactly, another broke nigga.
I don't think...
Get my come up.
I don't think he saw him for anything because he...
But what I was going to say about Farley, about being mixed race, is like, this is a film where the blackest person didn't die. Everybody else died.
I love
but
that.
But the blackest person actually didn't die because Farley got cast away. He didn't get killed.
Like
the other ones. So
no, I love that for him. But you know, I really did actually love that they didn't harp on about race and this and that.
Same.
And the sexuality was fluid, like, but it wasn't the focal point because someone was like, oh, like, what sexuality even is Ollie? Ollie is a sexuality of I'm a fuck or do whatever I need to do. That's what his sexuality is.
Yeah.
He basically
his sexuality is power, fam.
Yeah. He basically exchanged body fluids with everyone in that movie except for the dad, like literally everyone. But that thing you said about power, that's
Him and Elspeth?
I think him and Elspeth did a thing after everyone died.
Oh, implied.
Yeah. But I think Ollie's whole thing is more like being a moth, as in I see light, I want to enter, I want to be there, and I want to consume it. It's not about the having or the haves not or the clout. It's just about I see this and I'm going to eat you from the inside out. And the symbolism is there. So like when him and Venetia doing a thing, he calls himself a vampire. And obviously like historically vampires like suck blood. They take your life
suck
blood.
Your blood.
And there's so much bodily fluids. Like it's not... It's on purpose.
Yeah, it's not. It can't be by accident. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not. It's on purpose that he consumed Felix's bathwater because, like,
his bathwater, because I was very like, when I was watching it, everyone was very like, oh my god, he's drinking the bathwater. And obviously, I was like, oh my god, it was just a fucking weird scene. It wasn't like, oh my goodness, I can't watch this. I have to close my eyes. It was just like, this is fucking weird. But then I was like, that scene when Felix was in the bath, he was wanking, and finished, ejaculated. So you weren't just drinking dirty bath water, you were drinking dirty bath cum water.
Yeah, but like symbolically, men's semen or sperm or whatever is seen as like the life force of a man.
The nectar which is of the gods.
Okay, which is akin to a woman's period, right? So there's two things about the period, but with Felix, he was consuming his life force. Yeah. Like it was more than just a sexual thing. It was literally
swallowing
like,
his babies.
Literally, he's like, I'm sucking your life. Like, and then he did the same thing with Venetia, but then it was also like taking away that thing that she felt ashamed of, and like empowering her. Like, and so then
and him therefore being in power or in charge of her, because even when she had an eating disorder and she wouldn't eat and her mum was like, oh yeah, she doesn't eat, and when he was doing all this like finger licky licky bloody bloody thing, he was like, oh, so tomorrow at breakfast you're gonna eat, and then the next scene at breakfast he pushes the like croissant towards her and she eats. She ate their shit.
And so there's this scene that I don't think a lot of people clocked, but basically Venetia's talking about telling a story of a man who had like
the doppelganger.
And so the window cleaner sees this guy in the window and waves. The person in the window waves back. And then the window cleaner realizes that person is in Italy. An hour later in Italy, the person was found dead. And while she's telling this story, Felix walks past
the window,
foreshadowing his death.
Bro.
And then later on, when the coroner goes to get Felix's body, they're like, shut the window. So again, he's walking past those he's going past those same windows that he went through before.
That scene as well was so... Like, this movie was shot... And it was directed by women. Emerald Fennell.
It was shot so beautifully.
And it's like, you could feel... I was just literally, before we started doing this, I was watching her Vogue interview. She does... She explains like the scene where Ollie arrives at Saltburn. She like is talking through that scene and all the everything.
Is it the light
and
stuff? Like,
yeah, everything. So much stuff. Like, it's 13 minutes long. I'll put the link actually in the show notes so you guys can watch it. But the way it was shot, beautiful. That particular scene where they got his body on a gurney, and it just goes to show, because basically what happens is like they're like, shut the curtains. Like, they don't want to see his body going past, right?
Yeah.
But they eventually shut the curtains, but you can hear the gurney wheeling, and they're trying to have lunch and like ignore it, and it's just so, it's like that squeaky wheel, right? It's like, it's so like so representative of like the way that family is in terms of we're just ignoring things, like this isn't happening, like we don't have to think about
this,
it
isn't our reality, and it's so, the same.
Yeah, even though you can't see it and you're not acknowledging it, we can still hear it. The room is silent, we can hear the
like it's literally, even in the beginning when they were talking about Ollie's family and they were like, oh, do they have Elspeth was like, do they have rehab centers in Liverpool, like this and that and third? It's that whole thing of, this is not my reality, I don't need to concern myself with it.
Yep.
So I don't know, I'm ignorant to it.
Oh, and even there was another guest that they had there, Pamela, who's going through some shit or whatever. Anyway, Pamela dies, not at Saltburn, but she dies, and the way they just like shimmy past this Pamela, as if saying,
it's
like,
about
her
funeral,
it's
it was a dinner event in London that they needed to go to. That's how they talk about
it. I was just insane, like, nah. But everything is so deliberate. Like, this is such a well done movie. Like, it was so good. It was
even
so
the
good.
Curtains, when the curtains being red was deliberate and they shut it, the whole room was flooded in red. Then Venetia was pouring the wine and then it was red wine and it
yep,
was overflowing.
And she keeps pouring it, even when she's drinking it, it foreshadows her
yeah. death. Then there's this
stone, her own death.
There's this stone in Saltburn. Well, not in Saltburn, but the family, whenever someone dies, they carve their name on a stone and throw it into a pond. So when Ollie tells Felix that his dad has died, Felix is like, let's do this. Like, he tells him about it, let's do it. Ollie then writes his dad's name and throws it, but it doesn't land in the water. And so that was foreshadowing that his dad was dead.
His dad's not dead, bro. It was so good.
Everything was thought out. Every fucking thing was thought out. Like,
it was so good.
Even the way we saw Jacob, it was meant to be from that perspective of when
Jacob was in Felix.
Sorry, Felix, yeah. When you're in love with someone. Like, she was talking about the shadows and the use of the clothes and light through the clothes. It's meant to be because there's nobody else, I feel like, that shot the way Felix is shot.
It's almost like ethereal, exactly. Like angelic.
And then the wings that he had at the Midsummer Night's party as well.
Yeah. Yeah. But then also, like, I was reading a song was saying how, like, Felix is supposed to come across, like we said, angelic, ethereal, this kind of guy, but he actually wasn't a nice person. No. He wasn't nice. Like,
and that's why Ollie told that lie about him, because Felix's strength or whatever, he takes power from being better than others and playing a savior.
And being a white savior. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because even when they showed you, there's a scene where Ollie finally gets invited to the pool table and they're like, oh, it's your round to buy drinks, and Ollie's freaking out because he's poor, so we think at this time he doesn't have any money, right? So he's like to the bartender, please, like, can you just give me these drinks, I don't want to, like, you know, disappoint these people. And then Felix comes and saves him. It's like, oh, listen, you dropped this money. Obviously he didn't drop the money, he didn't have any money, right? As if to be like, okay, cool, like, I've got you kind of thing, right? Later on we find out that he actually had bare money. Like, he could have bought those drinks, but again, it's like playing the part he had to play, being the person he needed to be in order to get what he wanted from the person, which in that case was Felix. It's just so.
And another time that, like, Felix wasn't actually a good person was when he was having that conversation with Farley about race. That's the only time they talk about the race, and Farley's basically saying, oh, like, because I'm black, basically. And he's like, no. And then Farley, like, lists two people and he's like, oh, ask them. And Felix is like, who the fuck are they? And he's like, they're your footmen. So these are two black people that work within Saltburn.
Yeah.
And Felix didn't even know who they were or their names.
And he's been there his whole life. Another time when Felix is not a good person is when he's talking to some girl that he's about to have sex with about Ollie. And she said, I don't remember what she says, but something like mean about him. Like, oh, he gets his clothes from Oxfam, or oh, he's this and he's that. And then Felix just like, oh, that's harsh. Like, not admonishing her, not saying, oh, don't say that, that's not true. Just saying, oh, that's harsh. And laughing along. That doesn't make you a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're co-signing the behavior.
Yeah.
And Ollie overhears that. So I can understand why Ollie hate. I think ultimately, because in the beginning with the narration, he's like, oh, I love this guy or whatever. And it's like, I think he hated them, right? And it is like representative. Yes, he loathed them, like despised them. Like, because it's like the aristocratic, the 1%, right? It's like eat the rich kind of, which he low-key did. But it's just so... is so well done, so well shot. And I think the pacing of the film was amazing. There was no point at which I felt bored or what's gonna happen next, or like can they crack on with it. And it's like very distinct zones, like them in Oxford, that's laying down like who everyone is, what the vibe is, like the story or the web that Ollie has woven, right? And then we get to Saltburn, and then it's like, okay, cool, all this stuff that happens at Saltburn, and then it's like afterwards, and we're kind of like transported back throughout the whole timeline of things to see how Ollie orchestrated everything from the very beginning.
Yeah, there was nothing.
And at the time, you don't even deep it. Like, at the time, I didn't think to myself, oh, this and this, oh, this is like, there was never a point where I was like, oh yeah, like, I bet he's doing this. Or because, well, not till later on. Do you know what I mean? There was that first third where I was like, okay, cool, I'm in it, I'm with it.
I just thought he was just a poor guy. Yeah, literally. I was thinking, because I didn't actually know a lot about the movie. It's just I kept seeing the bathtub scene.
I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything.
What? Let me go and just watch this movie. So watching it, I was in fucking awe. I I would hate to be watching the movie now and people have told me what the plot was. It's kind of like Parasite. I really don't actually know what the plot of Parasite is.
And I didn't know. Do you know what? The person who told me to watch Parasite, they just said, watch Parasite, it's an amazing movie. And I was like, what's it about? And they were like, just watch it. Yeah. And I just watched it. And again, when I say to someone, like, I'm like, just watch it. Like, just watch it. I don't know what to tell you, but it's good.
You
just have to watch it. And that's how this film made me feel the way that I felt after I had watched Parasite. Not that it's about the same thing at all, but it just made me feel that way. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, you just want to look, like, when I watched Get Out, I felt a similar way. Like, I just want to find everything. I want to know every single thing about this movie. I want to know what they ate on set. I want to know what time they started shooting. I want to know everything.
I want to know what pant they were wearing. Like, I want to know the literally ins and fucking outs. Like,
I want to know.
Definitely obsessed with this movie. Another thing as well was, so there's this thing that Ollie plays with when he comes to Saltburn. It's like a little jukebox kind of thing, and they're puppets inside and they move.
He puts the Death Stones on top of the thing.
Yep. There were four puppets in that, and they represent the family, and obviously him being the puppet master. How fucking insane is that? And then when the butler says to him, oh, people get lost in Saltburn, when he's in the maze. Playing with the maze, and obviously that represents like people do physically get lost, and then also people lose themselves in Saltburn.
Lose yourself in the music, the moment. And also with the maze, there was like the really hard way to get out, and then there was like the easy cheaters way to get out. And it was just like, nah,
they you lost everything. There was nothing, no stone everything. Left unturned.
No stone left unturned or unsunken, bro. And does that mean then he now went into the water to get their stones to now put on top of his puppet thing?
Yeah, he did. He did. He's fucking insane. But he's perfect person actor. To play the role.
He's a great actor.
Because somehow...
He's Irish, you know?
Yeah, he is. I'm disgusted by him, but so attracted to him.
Yeah, but that's his power, though. That is literally Ollie.
He was the absolute perfect person. I think Felix was like, Jacob played that role amazingly, but it wasn't believable that he was English because he's a bit too good looking. Like, you never see that kind of English.
Yeah, true. But I think his accent was good. But then he is Australian, so you know, it's a hop, skip, and a jump, really.
His accent was fantastic. Like, the casting was absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
Elspeth was amazing. True.
The English, they don't look
especially aristocratic English.
Yeah, exactly, because that would have been generations of pure blood. Yeah, they don't look like that. Yeah, nah.
But Elspeth, Rosamund Pike was amazing in that role. Like, she's fantastic. She is, but she's gone girl, isn't it? Yeah, she's fantastic in everything. Yeah. I was watching. I watched Fractured on yesterday. Yeah. I watched Fractured yesterday. She was in that, and again, fantastic. I never really knew that she was such a good actress, but she's so, so good. Like, she's amazing.
All good. They were all really, really good.
Yeah.
Oh, that scene, when it was his birthday and they were singing happy birthday. And then when it got to his name, everyone was like,
nah.
You don't know his name now, you will know it.
Ollie didn't give a fuck. He said, I'm playing the long game. Yeah. He's like, I don't care about you. I'm playing the fuck.
And he won. He won. There was also that scene where he was angry. Oh, my days. When he... I don't know. I want to say sexually assaulted Farley. Bro, I was like...
I don't even know what to call it.
Fucked.
But it was fucked.
I don't think it was consensual. Like, that was fucked.
I mean, it became consensual, I think, at the end.
At the end, yeah, but I mean, so there was that scene where like Ollie punches the mirror. He like punches the mirror because he's upset at something. I don't remember what it was. And then it's like the mirror's replaced as if nothing happened. It's like it's not even addressed. It's like it reminds me of just the typical, like, people are watching, people are like fixing, but no one's addressing or commenting on, you know, issue. Like, what's actually going on.
And that is indicative of the whole that class as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Fuck. Whew.
Yeah. I've been watching videos on this thing since I watched the movie. I was even going to watch it again, but I was like, oh, I don't have enough time before we start recording. But no, I'll watch it again.
I'll definitely be watching it again. I've watched it three times already and I've never gotten tired of it. I watch it again, yeah, and like you're learning other things that you didn't.
This is what, that's what I'm saying. It's one of those ones where like you literally will watch it again. It's like a piece, it literally is a piece of art. Like you'll look at it again and be like, wow, I didn't see that before.
Yeah, it's literally a beautiful piece of art. Like I cannot get enough. I don't know if it'll be my Dream Girls, because Dream Girls is on a whole different level, but it's definitely going to be a movie.
That's a different genre.
Yeah. Like Dream Girls just
makes me feel something. I feel like Dream Girls is like your comfort film.
I don't know what it is, man. I watched it twice this Christmas and each time felt like the first time. It's so weird. Like I can sit through Dreamgirls and I will pause it if I need to get up. Like I've never watched it before. I know every word. Cool, little Effie. Yeah, I don't know. This time you know what you've done.
Yeah. So
guys, watch Dreamgirls.
Stop letting every... You should actually watch it.
Sorry, yeah, salt one to you, but yeah.
Watch Dream Girls. What are you saying?
I said watch Dream Girls.
Oh, watch Dream Girls. Oh, yeah, do your thing.
Every life lesson you're looking for in life is in Dream Girls. Financial management. Niggas ain't shit. Don't trust a man.
And what more is there to learn, really? That is life.
That is life. Everything is there. Like, use a condom. Like, it's all there.
How to sing.
It's all fucking there. But no, guys, watch Saltburn. Honestly, if you have not watched it, like, I'm telling you, everything about this movie is perfect. If you haven't watched it, you
really should have stopped listening to this at the beginning so that you could have the same ooh la la sensation that we did. But if you're one of those people who likes to know before you watch, yeah, you should definitely watch it. It's on Amazon Prime. I would have loved to watch this in the cinema, actually. I think it would have been great to watch
in
the cinema. Some
people watched it in the cinema, but I don't know how they watched it in the cinema.
I think it was in America.
And they shot it to fit what TV would have been in, like, that time. Mm-hmm. Everything was just, oh my god.
Oh, how could we not say? So in the beginning, when Ollie gets to Saltburn, and Felix is giving him a tour of the house, right? And the house is such that, like, it's like you can see everything, basically. Like, there's just like a long hallway, rooms coming off it. You can kind of see everything. So Felix saying to Ollie, oh, this is this room, this is that. He's not really showing us anything. Like, the camera doesn't pan to what he's looking at. We're just in a straight line going. And then at the end, when he's doing his naked cocaine fueled dance, we are reversing. We're going back the other way. And he's going like through the house.
All those spaces.
Dancing in the same way the talk. Yeah. I was like, nah, shut the front door, fam. It's murder on the dance floor.
I didn't know that he was reversing through everywhere.
Yeah, like the joy of that scene. We shouldn't have been so happy and elated for him, but I was. I was so happy.
I was like, you did it, Joe. Literally. I was like,
you did it, Joe.
I was so happy for him. I was like, yeah, there is murder on the dance floor. Like,
it's the Sophie Ellis Bextor of it all, man.
And it's the cocaine as well of it all. He's like, yeah, I'm a... It's not what I killed you with.
And it's so hypocritical because it's the cocaine that he told on Farley about.
Oh yeah, but I mean, come on. And that was that. And that was fucking that. Mate, and it just was beautiful. Great. All things.
And that
beautiful.
Last scene lasted for ages. And I was like, I am here. I'm watching he everything. I literally stared at the screen.
All the scenes he did, he was most apprehensive about that because he doesn't dance. And I was like, well, you nailed it.
Yeah, his dick was out swanging. So you weren't apprehensive about fucking the grave, but dancing, that's where you draw the line.
Apparently, so there's this rumor that the fucking the grave wasn't.
Yeah, I saw that.
But it's not true. I don't believe that, though. I think she said in the interview that it's a very, not normal, but it happens. But I don't know. I do think he asked for a closed set to do it, which I can understand. Like, he takes his craft very seriously. But you know what? Like, even that whole fucking the grave thing, it was wild, but it also made a lot of sense.
Like, nothing was, like, okay, out of context. If I tweet something and I say, nah, this nigga was fucking the grave, that's wild, yeah? And it is wild to fuck a grave. But in the context of the film, like, it wasn't that shocking. It was more like, okay, do you know what I mean? Like, it was weird behavior.
I was like, you're gonna do that, but nothing from the bathtub to the blood to the, I didn't find anything like,
it just sort of like reinforced the idea I had of Ollie in my head. It was like learning, you're meeting someone, you're learning someone, like there's certain things that forens will say or do and I'm like, yeah, that's forens.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that makes sense. So, or like, okay, cool, yeah,
that's Ollie. That's what
it was like that.
Yeah, that was how
it was. It was like, it escalated because the bath water was first. The bath cum water was first, yeah? So that happened. So then when you see him doing a bloody, bloody, licky, licky, cool. You're like, all right, I hear that. This makes sense considering what we've seen before. And then when you see him doing a grave thing, you're like, okay, not normal. I'm not saying that. But considering what we've seen before.
In context.
Okay, yeah. For Ollie, yeah. Like, if Felix had done that, I would have been like, bro, what's going on here?
What's going on here?
But Ollie, this is... this is,
it makes a lot of
this
sense.
Is on brand.
Yeah, it's true. And I also think it's really interesting that they don't show Felix's body. And I, my theory on that was that Felix is the one character that he doesn't show himself for what he is, in a sense that, like, you know that stuff we said about he's not actually a nice person.
Yeah,
he it's all
we never see the real him.
Exactly. But with Elspeth is what she says she is. Venetia is what she says she is. Her flaws are there and naked. Felix is meant to be perceived as a flawless character, but he has flaws, and I think that's why he's the only one whose body we don't see.
And even the way that it's shot, like, it's shot when, so his body is on the floor and the camera is on the floor, so everyone's looking down on him,
but
so
you,
like,
can't from the, see the, him the
we can't see him. We see, like, a bit of hair, but the scene is shot like everyone's looking down on Felix, as opposed to, like, when he was alive and everyone was almost looking up to him. Like,
yeah.
Oh, Felix, yep, kind of thing, yep, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that was on purpose, man.
Very much on purpose. Everything in this movie is on purpose. There's nothing that was just done.
I love when things are just, like, intentional. I love intention in every aspect of life, yeah. But this film was so intentional, and I just I loved it.
Yeah. Everything was fucking intentional.
I loved it. Let me see if there's anything that I else that I wanted to say about this. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's all I got. That's all I.
No, but guys, I think
it was great.
It was absolutely great. Watch this movie. Like, just watch it and let us know what you
and
think.
And also let us know if there's anything else that we haven't mentioned that you thought of.
Yeah,
with the movie.
Let us know, because it's, like I said, it's like an English lit piece. There'll be things you guys think of that we haven't thought of, so just let us know. And I just think it's so open to interpretation as well. Like, you can make of it what you want.
Exactly, and that's the point. But also there's certain things that it's like, yeah, no, these are facts.
I mean, many things are true, and that's it. But yeah.
His parents were so nice.
Yeah, they were nice.
His parents were so nice.
And again, I think that was something that was on purpose as well, just to show the juxtaposition with Ollie himself. Like, if his parents had been a bit woo, then you'd have been like,
yeah, as in, because what that scene showed me was that, like, there's absolutely no reason for him to be the way that he is.
Exactly.
So the issue is with him.
Yeah, he just is what he is, which is what Venetia said he was. That is the thing. There's nothing, and I think that makes it more of him, more of an enigma, because it's like there's nothing to justify why he is what he is, which is why it was good that he wasn't poor. Because if he was poor, you then justify, like, oh, eat the rich. But no, like, there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that justifies why Ollie is the way he is. This is just who he is. And some
people
just
like
are
that,
like,
chase sometimes it's just the wanting the power, or just the wanting to defeat, or just for the heck of it. Like, I feel like Ollie Loki could have done this, like, for the heck. I mean, I do think that he wanted what they had, but what they had besides Saltburn and all that stuff was power. And I think that that's what he wanted at the end of the day, because he allowed them to treat him like shit and talk shit about him and all that kind of stuff. And someone crazy like this, you could have just, you know, done a mad thing for him. But he was cool, calm and collected, and that's terrifying.
That is very frightening. That's the scariest person.
So did he kill the dad then?
That was quite ambiguous, because I just saw an obituary, but we didn't show how he died. So I don't know.
And then it's like he was keeping tabs on Elspeth because he accidentally bumped into her, which obviously wasn't an accident.
Oh, it wasn't an accident.
Like, he just positioned himself so that she would see him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what was he doing for them 15 years?
And again, this is all the stuff that they don't say, but you don't feel is missing. I don't need to know, did he go back to Oxford after that summer? I don't need to know what he was doing for the 15 years.
Yeah.
I don't need to know if he had a wife. Like, I almost think it makes Ollie better.
And you also kind of know.
Yeah.
You also kind of know, or can deduce from the person that we've learned him that he is.
And I think it makes him better as a character, because it's like, he's not a normal person. So I don't need to know all the normal markers of adulthood.
The normal rules don't apply to him.
Exactly. So why, there's no point showing us all of that, because it doesn't, yeah. He's the ultimate villain, but somehow I still love him.
Who?
Ollie.
Oh, he's the ultimate villain. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's the ultimate villain, but I still love him.
Oh, I've always said he's also a villain.
No,
he's the ultimate villain, 100%.
He's an ultimate villain, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know, I just respect the hustle and dedication. Obviously not the murder, terrible. But he really went for what that he wanted.
Dedicated to their craft.
Yeah, someone dedicated to their girl. I admire the dedication. You don't
get many of that anymore these days. No. So, yeah.
But,
Yeah, guys. Yeah, man. I mean, let us know if there's anything we missed or anything you thought of that we didn't. But it's on Prime, so go and watch it. Fantastic movie.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for it. Prime likes to do that stupid shit.
Yeah.
I'm already paying for Prime. Why am I not paying for extra things on the Prime? It doesn't make sense.
At all. But what are we doing next?
Next, we are doing BitCon, which, as you can probably guess by the title, is about Bitcoin. And those I'm going to put the trailer at the end.
I said, and those that were coined. Conned.
Those that were coined. The bits and those that were coined. I'll put the trailer at the end. This was actually requested.
Yeah, it was requested, but we'll get into that a bit more next episode. But it was requested,
so you know that if you request, you'll shake things up and shimmy things round.
Your wishes are command. So you know, so
mi casa es su casa, and them man,
and them man.
But y'all, happy new year!
Happy new year!
This is the first episode that we're recording in the new year.
Oh yes, it is.
It is.
It's just weird because we've done one talking about the new year. Yeah, no, happy new year. Yeah.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. But yeah, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, at Two Girls One Doc. On TikTok, it's at Two Girls One Doc Podcast. You can email us, twogirlsonedoc@gmail.com. Anything else that I missed?
No, that's everything.
That's everything.
We will see you next week. Where can they find you? Oh, Foreign Safoodie on TikTok and Instagram.
Lovely. And I've started making eyewear content again, guys. Yay. So you can find me on TikTok at bd.mp4 for all your eyewear needs. Woo! It's been 3 years, but I'm back, baby.
She back.
But yeah, trailer's coming next, and we will see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Ever since I was a kid, I've always wanted to be a criminal. If I could have put it in my yearbook, I would have put, I want to be a criminal. Things have changed. Nowadays, you got to figure out some sort of way to finesse the system.
My name is Raymond Trapani, Chief Operating Officer of CentraTech.
Our pitch to the world was that we were going to create a debit card where you'd be able to spend your cryptocurrency in real time.
It's an electronic money.
Something about bitcoins or something.
I was all about CentraTech. I was like, look at this. This makes sense.
Just watching something become extremely valuable, it's like a drug.
Tons of money just starts flooding in. 100,000, another 100,000.
It was probably the most exciting thing I've ever experienced in my life.
We didn't know anything about this business, but it didn't matter at all. It was too easy.
Ray, Visa's just saying this company, Centra, is not allowed to issue a card with Visa on it.
I know details about that. I can't give you direct answers on that.
It just didn't make sense. Things looked funny.
They have nothing. So the whole thing is to now make themselves as legitimate as possible.
It was very suspicious. I started noticing that things were changing on their website.
The pictures didn't even look like real people.
I researched the founders. Wow, the CEO is actually Raymond's grandfather.
There was an aspect of Centra that was really brazen.
We are 100% not a scam.
No one ever says that unless it's actually a scam.
This shady company just graduated to the next level.
They started taking actions to try and hide things. Money started going out of accounts.
Somebody needs to figure out what the hell is going on here.
It took a considerable loss.
Obviously, you know, something was not right.
It's like giving a middle finger to the FBI.
He's a real criminal.
Ray's piece of
absolutely wanted to take them down.
This guy's a fraudster.